Searching through my TV like I'm searching for a friend. Surfing through the channel.
Well, I am sorry we're going to have to let you go on the radio hour because this keeps going. Check out the podcast, Songwriters from Here and Away.
Hey, hey, hey. You want to kick the summer heat and get a nice treat? Don't hesitate to make a date to visit Old Farm Fine Foods. Pizza, frittata, sausage rolls, sandwiches, soups, and more are ready and waiting to get in your belly. Plus, you can also buy fresh and frozen food to prepare at home. Pop into the shop Monday through Sunday between 8 to 6 at 204 Berry Street. And don't forget to follow Old Farm Fine Foods on Instagram at OldFarmFF to get the scoop on the latest goodies. Old Farm Fine Foods, comfort food you can count on.
Since its inception in 2022, CFRC Power Plays has become the number one destination for all things Queens football.
And that is a touchdown for the Gales!
With over 50 million lifetime views, CFRC Power Plays is the defining voice in Queens football coverage.
Looking for Nico Quaymo! Quaymo, my goodness! Nico Quaymo with a touchdown!
Follow us today on Instagram at CFRC Power Plays, your number one spot for rock solid football action.
I took a quarter of a year off and caught all of you some slack. But tell a friend to tell a friend. She's back! Hi, everyone. Vayners is officially back because I am back in Kingston. Yay. I know it's been a minute. I don't really think a lot has actually happened in my life. I don't have a lot to tell y'all, but a lot has fortunately happened in the world of music. So I have tons of new incredible songs to share with you, and I hope that you guys stick around for another year. If you're new here, I am Claire. This is Vayners. I'm here for your Saturday night entertainment, playing all kinds of music from the hottest hits to the freshest finds. So, anyways, that was the Hits on Tears off of Sabrina Carpenter's new amazing album, Man's Best Friend. She's getting a lot of controversial, like, it's very polarizing, it seems, which I'm quite surprised by, because I personally thought that this album was, like, eons better than, like, Short and Sweet. And I feel like it's a great step in a good direction for her. She's finding her artistic voice a lot more. It calls back to a lot of the songwriting and just like production and style that Emails I Can't Send have, which is like one of my favorite albums ever. So personally, I'm loving it. Definitely over the next weeks, you're going to hear probably a lot more songs from the album, just because they're also just like so fun. Like, what better way than to get your Saturday night started with Savvy? Anyways, as always, let's get back into it. Eventually, you know, the show has to start. I'm going to be playing some new music from Somber, Lord, Adela, and so many other more amazing artists. So stay tuned. This is going to be 12 to 12 by Somber. Bye-bye. The least.
my wrist. Girls like this, style with a track. Eyes on me, arch my back. Just like this, here for the night. Don't burn in, just keep watching. Girls like this, move from the back. Eyes on me, hey like that. Just like this, here for the night. Don't burn in, just keep watching.
Okay, we're back. I know I just said that in the first clip. You know, it's hard to come up with creative intros every time I start speaking again, but that is okay. So we started that, as I said, 12 to 12 by Somber. Great new song. Addison Rae is looking great in the music video. She is a star. Then I played Vanity by Isabella Love Story, who's very interesting. She is based in Montreal, but she's actually from, I believe, Honduras. So the song was entirely, I believe, in Spanish. She's so cool. I love her. A little bit of like EDM vibes, but also still kind of poppy, a little bit of R&B influence. It's just a very interesting fusion. Then I played the iconic Just Keep Watching by Tate McRae. I was so like confused when I went to see the movie. But first and foremost, I would like to preface my experience does not dictate whether the movie's good or not, because them driving gave me like crippling anxiety. And I was like, Tate is like the only person that can save me from this. And then they played like the instrumental of her song for like 30 seconds. And I was like, so they literally just like used her to get their check. I was like, okay, so you just hate me. Anyways, after that, I played Finally Apologizing by Adela off of her new EP, The Provocateur, which I think might be the best album, EP, whatever. I call them all albums. Some people get stingy about that, so I just need to put that out there. This year, it's amazing. It's the Brat Nachos, but also different and so true to herself. I'm so happy. If you guys watch Stream Academy, she was in the group of people that were being considered to be members of Cat's Eye. And honestly, I think that her not making it in has done wonders for her. I can't imagine her being in a group. Which everyone got mad when like the video came out and the producers were like, honestly, we see her as more of a solo artist. But they were right. Like, let's be so real. Anyways, so this is a bit random, but all over my For You page right now, have you guys seen that like Ian XXO like freestyle rap where he's like, ooh, I'm on my Britney. Oops, I hit again. I'm on my DJ Khaled. We the best. I don't know why, but I've decided today I will be performing my own Ian freestyle. So I'm going to hit the track and we're going to do this. Let's go. Sorry, it's taking me a second. I feel like Billie Eilish, man, am I the greatest. Ooh, I feel like Charlie XCX, don't have to guess. Ooh, I feel like Troye Sivan, I feel the rush. Ooh, I feel like Cat's Eye, I go M-I-A. Ooh, okay, I'm happy. Okay, anyways, that was a major digression, but you know, I just had to share my voice with the world. That was completely impromptu, and like, I know that was terrible. But anyways, next song on the topic of Cat's Eye, you know, I wanted to lean into the next song a little bit. So I'm going to be playing Gabriella. I hope you guys enjoy. This is one of the new songs off their EP, Beautiful Chaos. Go stream as always.
I couldn't catch it, heart in the casket. You always knew it, the star and roll, the main attraction. Got cameras flashing, like ooh, you got everybody's eyes and just you, and I see it too. Yeah, ooh, you can have anyone else you wanted to. I'm begging you, hands up. It's just like the summer under the covers. Me in the middle, overprotective of my lover. You made me wonder, like, ooh, if you made all of these fantasies come true, what would you do? Yeah, ooh, you could have anyone else you wanted to, but I'm begging you. Hands up.
mistake is that last year was bad. I let myself get sucked in by a arithmetic. Felt great to strip. To sleep about that, cheat about that, rot teeth about that. Did I sweat hours a week about that, compete about that, lose my freak about that, huh. All of the above.
I wanna punch the mirror to make her see that this won't last. It might be months of bad luck, but what if it's just broken glass? Scared to quit, loosen my grip. It's tough to admit just how much I get from it. When I cry myself to sleep about that, cheat about that, getting too deep about that. When I sweat hours a week about that, compete about that, letting her treat me like that. I think that's love. I wanna punch the mirror to make her see that this won't last. It might be months of bad luck, but what if it's just broken glass? Spend my summer getting lost in math, making weight took all I had. Won't outrun it if you don't hit back.
Just a face.
Broken glass.
Just a face.
Well, I hope you lit. I miss your touch, I miss your smell, I miss your lips. Maybe grab a drink, maybe grab some food, don't be a stranger. I know it's hard though.
I don't know why.
Listen. I know you said not to call you again.
with pheromones. What the hell going on? Operator, what the f- right now? How you feel right now? That's your threat right now. Operator, put your clothes back on. Operator, how we gonna move on? Operator, can't be next time.
Yeah, right, it ain't no deadline.
Before you go, walk out my life. Before you go, walk out my life. How much I love you, 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 I love you. Pick up the phone, girl.
So poetic, quoting epics and ancient prose. Truth be told, you're quite pathetic, Mr. Eclectic Alan Poe. Did you ever stop and give a wonder to just who you were talking to? The very expert on the foolish things that men have said to you and win me over. What a poser. You think you're so interesting. Twist my hair around your finger. Did you ever stop and give a wonder to just who you were talking to? The very expert on the foolish things that men have said to you and win me over. What a poser. You think you're so interesting.
With each other, I'm not for the melody.
Soldier by Forgive Me If I Say This Wrong, Anaïs Cardot. Awesome. I love it. I think it's super cool. Again, very similar to the song by Isabel Love Story. It's kind of fusion. There's a lot of different genres involved, but I think it works really well. And it's just like a very unique sound. Like, it's very much like in her complete own alley. Like, no one is doing it like her. Besides that and Gabriella, I also played Broken Glass by Lorde. I love the album. I'm going to see her in September. I really hope she doesn't like shush the crowd, because I'm going to be real. If you know me personally, and now you'll know this if you don't, I am the loudest person ever at a concert. I am just like hooting and hollering. Oh my gosh, guys, I almost said Hugh, because there's this guy all over my phone who keeps doing like Hugh Jackman impressions, because like if you've heard him sing like Slow Down, it's like, bring him home. I'm so bad at it, but he's like, once there was a way. Yeah, no, but like, go listen to Hugh Jackman sing and tell me I'm wrong. But anyways, yeah, I'm seeing Lorde in September. Fun stuff. I'm going to Montreal. Yay! After that, I played Ring 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 by Tyler, the Creator, off of his also new album, Don't Tap the Glass. Just, there was so much new music, guys. Like, I have to keep y'all in the loop, and I have to stay in the loop. He's going to be in that new movie, with like the ping pong movie with Timothée Chalamet. I'm really interested to see how that goes for him, because he's such a personality. I can't like see him as anybody except Tyler. So I think it's going to be interesting to see how that boils over. I'm sure he'll be fine. Like, I'm sure he'll do great. No hate to him. Like, I love him. Then I played Mr. Eclectic by Leve. Again, another new album. Again, so much music. But like, thank you to the music gods, because y'all really clutched up this year. Last year, I was like picking for straws. Like, we had Sabrina, Billy, Charlie, like, and that was really it. So this was really nice. Fun fact, Claro is actually on backing vocals on this. So they're two baddies coming together to maximize their joint slay. And then after that, as I said, I played Soldier by Anaïs Cardot. Figuring out what to talk about. Oh my gosh. Have you guys seen like the Bob Off lore? Because there is like posts everywhere, because like Phineas, he's like growing his hair out. And like, you know how Gracie Abrams has the like iconic chopped bob? They've been having a bob off. And I, you know, feel free to message in on the Instagram. Who do you think is winning the bob off? I personally am putting my vote in for Phineas. Except no, he's growing it out now. He was winning the bob off. But if Gracie continues to keep cutting her bob, she will continue to be winning the bob off. Also, honorable mention to Chapel Roan in the Subway music video. Because that, if she had that hair right now, she would be winning the bob off. Along with the bob off, I feel like there's something else with hair. Everyone's going bald right now. Everyone. And I'm so sick of it. First, Timothée Chalamet, he had to shave his head for Dune. Ugh. Finn Wolfhard is bald. And like, now Somber's all like, guys, I'm gonna go bald. Stop with the baldness. There is a serious male epidemic of people going bald. for no reason, bald or buzzed, and it looks so bad. You look like an egg. Harry Styles did it first, and now all the white boys want to reheat the nachos. I've had enough of the baldness. Hashtag ban the bald. Let's start it. The start of a new movement. Anyways, as I said, this is going to be my last talking segment. Womp, womp. So I'm going to play you guys some Addison Rae, some Fidelina, some Role Models, some Feist. Fun fact about Feist, I did not know they were Canadian. I found out about them on the topic of Phineas and the Bob Off. I found out about them in a Phineas interview. He is like the biggest Feist fan in the world. So I was like, okay, like I'll check them out. And they're pretty cool. And we're going to end with an Oasis song because I did see Oasis in August. If you guys didn't know, I made their Instagram. Hashtag casting director, hire me. I don't know. In my superstar era, I do take autographs, except my signature is like really bad. So maybe you guys like don't want them. So with that, I guess we're going to go into the next songs. And you know what that means. I'll see you next week. Stay safe. Stay healthy. Stay streaming Sabrina's album. Bye-bye.
in the summer noon. Are you still picking up the pieces? Am I still worried about you? Why, yes I am, and I always will. Yes I am, and I always will. Yes I am, and I always will. Be some protector.
Time to take. say you're sorry. Goodbye, I'm going home. I don't care no more, so don't you worry. Goodbye, I'm going home. I hate the way that even though you know you're wrong, you say you're sorry. Goodbye, I'm going home. I don't care no more, so don't you worry. Goodbye, I'm going home. I hate the way that you are so sarcastic and you're not very.
Against racism is an ongoing battle. How will you help?
I teach my children about systemic racism and about historic and persistent colonialism and the responsibility that comes with their privilege. I will use my voice to speak up and I will make more space at the table.
I will continue to educate myself and others in my community about the racism and inequities faced by BIPOC.
We will not be silent and idle.
This message is brought to you by